What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we? Our first look for this week. Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, reiterated its call for the country to pay attention to the agricultural and tourism sectors without uncontrolled measures and with due economic support. In his weekly letter, the CCIAP states that the Panamanian nation must focus on the productivity of the agricultural sector with the purpose of achieving sustainable development based on the modernization of the producer and sustained efficiency. Another aspect that the business union highlights is that a policy must be developed that protects sensitive products in good balance with the import of those that are necessary for the food security of consumers. In this way, achieving the generation of jobs in agriculture, but taking care of the price of food for the final consumer without restrictive policies and obstacles that affect the price of food, and that do not directly benefit the agricultural sector. It is highlighted in the letter that stands out in their message. Likewise, it is proposed that the Panamanian government must guarantee the rules of the game and must not take measures without consultation that harm the sector. With respect to tourism, the CCIAP considers that the Tourism Promotion Fund, PROMTOR, has positioned itself at the top of mind of the 9 priority markets under the tourism brand. Finally unified, Panama lives for more. This requires a budget 12 months of the year. For this reason, the insistence of our union that it always be assigned what it is entitled to by law and that these funds are sent properly, says the CCIAP. Likewise, a long-term state policy is required which transcends governments in order to give the importance that tourism sector deserves, which has all the potential to become one of the main generators of employment. Together with the PROMTOR, the Panama Tourism Authority, and the private sector, we have a crucial role in implementing bold and effective strategies to promote Panama as a safe and attractive tourist destination. Investment in marketing campaigns at a national and international level is essential to convey a clear message. We must work tirelessly without interruptions from third parties to launch initiatives that position our country as an attractive and a safe destination. It's reflected in their message. CCIAP also recalled that the preparation of the next presidential debate for the 5th of May elections is already underway, which is endorsed by the Electoral Court, and that the recommendations raised in messages like this week's are a contribution to promote discussion of ideas with weight. This is with the objective of contributing to informed voting, as well as to strengthen democracy and subtract action from the populism of empty promises and unfulfilled executions. Two people, including an 8-year-old child, lost their lives this Saturday night. This was after a shooting in the Elias Villarreal Stadium in Monagrillo, in Chitre, where a women's softball game was taking place. The head of the Herrera Police Zone, Commissioner Lisandro Concepcion, confirmed that a 33-year-old adult and an 8-year-old minor died at the scene after being hit by a gunshot. It was added that 5 other people were injured with a firearm, including a 12-year-old minor. Additionally, an adult with a head injury is in serious but stable condition, Concepcion said. The authorities began investigations to find those responsible for the incident, which has left consternation in the community. Preliminarily, it was reported that around 9 p.m. on Saturday, several individuals hooded and wearing dark clothing arrived in a van, got out and shot at the deceased, and in the shooting, they also fatally wounded the minor who was nearby. Herrera's homicide prosecutor, Edilma Flores, reported that at the moment there are no arrests and the investigation is continuing. The National Police reported that operations are being carried out at the site and surrounding areas in order to find those responsible for the incident. During a routine verification at the Comprehensive Security and Interdiction Post against drug trafficking, this was in the community of Agua Fria in the province of the Darién, seven packages with illicit substances were located hidden in a bus transporting migrants from Darién to Costa Rica. According to Deputy Commissioner Kenneth Rodriguez of the National Border Service, Centrefront, a canine unit trained in the detection of illicit substances issued an alert, which is why the vehicle was searched. The search took place on a bus on the Panama-Darién route, in which the seven rectangular packages that were in the upper compartments on the left side were located inside black bags. Two people were arrested in the raid, the driver of the vehicle and his assistant, and meanwhile the authorities are advancing with investigations to clarify more of the facts. And at the Guabala Comprehensive Control Post, this is located in the district of Tolé in Chiriquí, agents of the National Police detained two women in possession of $181,750, police authorities reported on Sunday. The arrests of these people who were travelling in a van occurred during a routine inspection at this checkpoint. Agents discovered several bales of money, each containing $10,000, as well as two cell phones. The citizens and the seized items, they were handed over to the competent authorities to carry out the pertinent investigations. The Social Security Fund, the CSS, plans to begin using Telegram this week to manage obtaining medical appointments in most of the polyclinics in the metropolitan area and San Miguelito. To implement this strategy, a meeting was held with the personnel who work in the Department of Medical Records and Health Statistics of the entity, and this was reported by the CSS in a statement in which it details that the Telegram fast messaging application will be used to access general medicine and dentistry consultations. Yelkis Gil, National Executive Director of Health Services and Benefits of the CSS, explained that the aim is to improve waiting times in obtaining appointments through this system as the patient's gateway. Telegram is a fast, secure and easy-to-use application that can be used on smartphones, tablets, laptops and on desktops, among other devices. Among the recurring complaints from policyholders is the time that it takes to get an appointment. So far, the CSS has not detailed which these first polyclinics are, nor has it provided further details about the methodology. And authorities of the Dr. Luis Chicho Fabrega Hospital in the province of Aragua reported that investigations will begin regarding a possible violation of current electoral regulations due to the use of the public facility where a courtesy room was offered to a political candidate. This is a popular election candidate for the mayor of Santiago, Expedito Cortez, and he's from the Alliance of the Panamanista Party and the Democratic Change. Saul Hovani, a medical director of the Dr. Luis Chicho Fabrega Hospital, explained that the company Sicarel Holding, in charge of the cleaning of the hospital, requested the use of the conference room for this health facility to carry out training for its staff. However, in said activity, the candidate was granted courtesy of the room. The doctor reported that at no time did the company Sicarel Holding notify them that they would be providing courtroom courtesy to a candidate of popular election. Given the situation, the Ministry of Health, through a statement, indicated that it regrets this inconvenience and reiterates its commitment to remain vigilant and respectful of compliance with the Electoral Code. The Veraguas Electoral Prosecutor's Office arrived at the Luis Chicho Fabrega Hospital to open an ex officio investigation. The Electoral Code establishes in its Section 4 of Article 2 that, quote, all types of proselytizing and political propaganda activities are prohibited, such as the posting, placement or distribution of advertisements or posters in favour of candidates or political parties in offices, departments of public buildings, as well as the use of emblems, symbols, badges or images of candidates or parties within public buildings. And that's it. There we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning, our Monday morning look. Some of the stories in the local news here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you for this morning's programme.